KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies, 16 degrees above zero. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high around 22. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Members of the Griswold City Council will hold a special meeting this evening at the Griswold Community Building beginning at 6 p.m. The council will discuss mediation with regard to the Griswold Rescue Department. During a work session that was held November 30th, the council agreed to a request for formal mediation from four of the nine members of the rescue department who had resigned in November following the resignation of former rescue captain Julie Klein. Klein resigned the day after the council held a closed session November 12th. At a public meeting held there soon thereafter, Mayor Jeb Peck said they had issues with the rescue department not following its own bylaws and the response time to calls, but nothing is ever mentioned publicly about why Klein resigned. Griswold City Attorney David Wiederstein said during the November 30th meeting that a complaint had been filed by Klein with the Iowa Public Information Board following the November 12th closed session. Wiederstein said that on behalf of the city, he gave the IPIB, that is, the materials they requested with regard to that meeting, and that the board was conducting an investigation into whether there was a violation of the open meetings law. You could say nothing further on that particular topic. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports three people have been arrested on drug charges. On December 4th, 27-year-old Brittany Christina Marie Sampson of Atlantic and 29-year-old Jeremy Michael Clark of Harlan were arrested in Cass County on felony charges of possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine. Clark was also charged with possession of oxycodone, while Sampson was additionally charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. Both were brought to the Cass County Jail. Sampson was subsequently charged with probation violation and remains held at the jail on $60,000 bond. Clark's bond was set at $50,000. Then on December 7th, 32-year-old Miles Blake Cooley of Anita was arrested on a Cass County Sheriff's Office warrant for possession of marijuana for his defense. Cooley was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on $500 bond. The Sheriff's Office said also 65-year-old Clinton Franklin Humbert of Cumberland was arrested December 5th on a charge of simple assault. He was later released on $300 bond. 38-year-old John Michael Blake of Omaha was arrested December 7th on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for felony theft in the second degree. He remains held in the Cass County Jail on $5,000 bond. On December 12th, deputies in Cass County arrested 27-year-old Joshua James Dyer of Elkhorn on a district court warrant for probation violation. He was released the next day on his own recognizance. Also on the 12th, 39-year-old Cody Michael Ewing of Atlantic was arrested for driving while barred. He was later released on his own recognizance. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa says two California men were sentenced Monday to a combined 55 years in prison for conspiring to distribute methamphetamine in the Southern District of Iowa and elsewhere. Senior U.S. District Court Judge James Gritzner sentenced 33-year-old Manuel Espinosa of Pico Rivera, California, to 20 years in prison for conspiring to distribute meth and 10 years in prison for being a person prohibited for possession of a firearm. With the sentences to run concurrently, Espinosa was also sentenced to 5 years of supervised release to follow a term of imprisonment. 23-year-old Jose Luis Tizoc, a resident of San Diego, California, was also sentenced by the judge to 25 years of imprisonment for conspiring to distribute meth and 5 years of supervised release to follow the term of his imprisonment. A jury convicted the men at trial on June 27th of this year, finding them guilty on all counts charged, being conspiracy to distribute meth and prohibited persons in possession of a firearm. The case was the result of a large-scale investigation by law enforcement of methamphetamine trafficking that occurred in the Omaha Council Bluffs metro area for about a year. Authorities say beginning at least as early as November of 2014 and continuing through September of 2015, Espinosa and Tizoc conspired with other multiple individuals to distribute at least 4.5 kilograms of meth in the area. Other defendants who pled guilty for conspiring to distribute meth and have been sentenced by Judge Gritzner include Salvador Nunez Trejo, 10 years of imprisonment, followed by 5 years of supervised release. Jessica Moreno, 2.9 years of imprisonment, followed by 3 years of supervised release. Jaime Castillo Gomez got 14 years in prison, followed by 5 years of supervised release. Christopher Hatch received 12 and a half years of imprisonment, followed by 5 years of release. Jane Song, 60 months of imprisonment or 5 years, followed by 5 years of supervised release. Grant Carmen received 10 years imprisonment, and Greg Price received 10 years imprisonment, both with 5 years of supervised release. The investigation was conducted by the Federal Bureau of Investigation's Greater Omaha Safe Streets Task Force and the Southwest Iowa Narcotics Enforcement Task Force. The case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. In the funeral announcements, Marianne Claver, age 85, of Columbus, Nebraska, died Friday. A massive Christian burial for Marianne Claver will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Marjorie Olita Lohafer, age 93, of Stewart, died Saturday at the Stewart Community Care Center. A memorial service for Marjorie Lohafer will be tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Danny Papa Bear Coleman, age 67, of Yale, died Monday at the VA Central Iowa Healthcare Hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for Danny Papa Bear Coleman will be held Friday at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Sharon K. Olis, age 74, of Griswold, died Monday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Sharon Olis will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Lyle McClellan, age 71, of Rural Bayard, died Monday. Funeral services for Lyle McClellan will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Odie Funeral Home in Bayard has arrangements. And Arlene Markison, age 97, of Harlan, died Sunday. A celebration of life service for Arlene Markison will be held in the spring. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.